Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. This is where you get nutrition, health, fitness, performance, biohacking, all perfectly packaged together in a bite-sized podcast to help educate and motivate you to continue on your fitness and fat loss and muscle building journey. Welcome to this week's coaching session. This digital 25 minutes is all about coaching you, reframing your mind, and getting your mind set for the week ahead. This week, what's the topic? Well, first off, I want to tell you that we are in week 4 of my fat loss experiment. So I plan on doing the scan this week and sharing those results of my 4-week fat loss experiment. If you haven't heard what that experiment is, go back to episode number 75. And that will clue you all in on myself giving up my 2 favorite things here of late. And just eliminating these 2 things and not changing anything else. We're going to see what the results of that is after 30 days. Okay, so we are in week 4 right now. And in thinking about that, I was wondering, what if someone did the fat loss experiment? What if they did that, they went through it, but then they didn't lose any fat? And that got me thinking, what would I tell this person? How would I guide them? What would I, help them to understand to kind of how to search out these problem areas of weight loss resistance. And that led me to today's show, the top 4 root causes of weight loss resistance. Now, first, we have to understand that one of the primary functions of our fat loss metabolism is driven by hormones. And so that's number 1. The number 1 rock that I would try to flip over is, do we have a hormone imbalance or do we have hormone dysfunction? And this includes the thyroid as well. So primarily, the majority of our fat-burning metabolism is dictated by our sex hormones like testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, DHEA, and then also our thyroid, primarily T3 from the thyroid. Now, this is mostly caused in women, especially from low progesterone and low testosterone. And 9 times out of 10, people get caught up in the estrogen dominance conversation, thinking that estrogen is through the roof. But really the problem is estrogen is like likely normal or in the normal range. But when progesterone is low and testosterone is low, that makes you estrogen dominant, because those have to be in the right ratios to function properly for fat loss. And then also included in this discussion is low thyroid. And our thyroid literally is the dictator of our metabolism other than our muscle mass, which we are going to talk about in today's show. So if thyroid is low and hormones are low, it's a recipe for fat loss resistance. And oftentimes I see one or the other, but very rarely you see both at the same time. And here's the other thing that not a lot of people talk about, and this is something I've been learning more about in the last year, is all about how these things can be normal on labs, but you can have all the symptoms of a low thyroid or low sex hormones. So that's an interesting topic, because that means that we have the right amounts in the blood, but the cells just aren't using them in the correct ratios. And therefore the symptoms are there, but the labs, they're basically off. I said that backwards. The labs are basically on point, but the symptom picture really tells the story that we have a hormone problem or a thyroid problem. So number 1, we have to address these imperative hormones. We have to address these things because they're so important to a proper metabolism and fat loss in general. Otherwise, your results will just frankly be minimal and you'll yo-yo diet a lot. Maybe if you do lose a few pounds, you put it right back on like with one cheat meal or something like that. And so those are all red flags to me that we definitely have a hormone problem and imbalance. And, for more discussion on like, what do the symptoms look like of hormone imbalance or thyroid imbalance? I've done multiple podcasts on this. You can go back to episode 16, episode 34, episode 42. Again, that's 16, 34, and 42. And it talks all about in depth the hormone. So let's go on to number two. And this has to do with our blood sugar. So blood sugar dysfunction is something I commonly see. It's usually in regards to either eating too much carb or eating too frequently or being underactive or under muscled. And really, like, a simple way to gauge this is to do a morning fasting blood sugar. And if your morning fasting blood sugar, when as soon as you wake up out of bed, if it's above 90, we have work to do, because really, like, I commonly see people really start to peel off body fat and they wake up with their fasted blood sugar in the 80s. Anything above 90 or anything above 100, we've got some work to do when it comes to our activity level or eating too much carb or eating too frequently, snacking too much, that type of thing. And that's just my experience over the last decade. And it's been true for myself too. I really will start to get lean if I keep my blood sugar, especially for me, in the low 80s whenever I wake up. So, and that, I have multiple shows on this topic as well. See episode 24, episode 31. Go back and listen to 24 or 31, all about the blood sugar. Okay. Now let's talk about number three, gut dysfunction. Done multiple shows on digestion and gut dysfunction, episodes 8, episodes 45, episode 73 and 74 that I did a few weeks ago. Go back and listen to those. But I commonly talk about how inflammation is exacerbated in a gut problem. And 98% of gut problems are from one of these four things. Okay. If you struggle with, let's the blanket statement of IBS, you know, let's say the symptoms may be heartburn, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas, nausea, like any of the above, right? 98% of the time, it's one of these four things. It's either a bacterial overgrowth, a yeast overgrowth, parasites, or leaky gut. And all three of the first ones can cause leaky gut. So leaky gut's almost always involved in there, and that's due to the inflammation of the gut lining. So we have to address gut dysfunction to lower overall systematic inflammation. And what's interesting about this is, like, we talked about hormone dysfunction, we talked about blood sugar dysfunction. Well, I can promise you, if you have gut dysfunction, you also have one or the other, blood sugar or hormone or all. So as soon as we address the gut dysfunction, your blood sugar gets better and your hormones will get better. And that's just because we're decreasing inflammation. And you guys know, we talk all about on this show, decreasing inflammation is how we get our body functioning at a high optimal level. Okay. And you're not going to burn lots of body fat and feel amazing and look amazing if you're inflamed and your body's not running at a high level. And then lastly, let's talk about number four. And this is the elephant in the room when it comes to the obesity discussion. And that is low muscle mass, which equals slow metabolism. So oftentimes, first, let me say this. I oftentimes see, like, especially in my women populations, girls that, like, work out, they have a lot of muscle mass, but at the same time, they're struggling to lose fat. And this wouldn't apply. This number four wouldn't apply to them because they have muscle mass. They've been working out for a while, but I'm automatically looking at one of the top three, which is, do we have a hormone problem, a blood sugar problem, a gut dysfunction, or any of the combination or all three? Okay. However, though, for the average person who yo-yos a lot and they don't work out or haven't been on a workout program for more than a year, and they haven't built up muscle mass, then I look to this area, and this is commonly why, like, this is why people get such good results as soon as they start with a trainer, because their muscle mass increases over the first 90 days, their metabolism is faster. Even if the scale weight doesn't change, when we do scans, oftentimes the scale weight is the same, the body fat is lower, and the muscle mass is higher. We're literally trading out body fat for muscle mass, which is an awesome place to be, because we may be taking your calories from 1600 calorie BMR or like baseline to like every day you're burning 2100 calories. And that's fantastic because that's going to allow you to eat more food and not gain weight. So you think about all four of these in combination, the hormone dysfunction, the blood sugar dysfunction, the gut dysfunction, and low muscle mass. This is a recipe to have weight loss or fat loss resistance. And all of, with the exception of number four, can be driven by stress and inflammation. Yes, you heard that right. Hormone dysfunction can be driven by stress and inflammation. Blood sugar dysfunction can be driven by stress and inflammation. Gut dysfunction can be driven by stress and inflammation. That's why we talk so much about this show every week. This coaching session is almost revolving around the same discussion around inflammation every week. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, my inflammation protocol, and you think, man, I definitely have inflammation, go back and listen to that show. It's all the ways you can decrease inflammation. So now you know why these four things I'm talking about today, even with the muscle mass, let's just go back to that for a second. Higher muscle mass equals a higher BMR. We talked about that. So your baseline metabolism will be higher. You'll be able to consume more calories. But you also have, with higher muscle mass, it's proven you have higher sex hormones. So that's going to raise your progesterone, raise your testosterone, provided that you're not really stressed out. Okay. Otherwise, all that training is just exacerbating stress, and that's leaving you more depleted. But if you're managing your stress and you have more muscle mass, you're going to have better sex hormones. You're also going to have better blood sugar control because muscles soak up blood glucose. So the bigger your muscles, the more blood sugar, the more sugar in your blood will get absorbed into those muscles. And then finally, you're going to have better mental health with lower stress because it's proven time and time again, resistance training, strength training, building muscle works just as well for anxiety and depression as the drugs do. If you don't believe me, simple Google search, just type in resistance training versus SSRI drugs and read the research. It's fascinating. Resistance training literally is equal to the drugs when it comes to, helping with anxiety and depression. So let's say that you feel like, okay, I definitely fit into one of these categories. And I can almost guarantee you that if you're struggling to lose body fat and you're yo-yoing, and it's not because of just I'm like, you know, going all out on cheat meals three times a week, or I can't get my diet together. Let's say you've got it all together and you're still struggling. Now I'm going to ask myself one of these questions, is this, if this is me. First off, what's driving my inflammation? Do I have a toxicity of some kind? Is my house moldy? Do I have a food intolerance like gluten or dairy or eggs or almonds? Do I have SIBO or parasites or yeast if I have gut problems? Okay. Have I been tested for heavy metals? Have I been tested for gut dysfunction? Have I been tested for mold? Have I been tested for a food intolerance or a food allergy test? There's so many of these things that I just mentioned, like heavy metals, the gut parasites and bacteria and yeast, the mold in your house, food intolerances, chemical toxicity, if you work around chemicals a lot. These are the things that mess up your hormones. These are the things that mess up your blood sugar. These are the things that mess up your thyroid. These are the things that mess up your gut. Okay. So that's where I would start if I was someone who like could not figure it out. These are the rocks that I'm going to start flipping over to try to see what's underneath. And maybe you need to work with a functional medicine practitioner in your area. Maybe you need to figure out who's going to be that tour guide for you to like start to do some testing on some of these things. Look at the symptom picture, like, oh man, maybe I do have mold in my house. What are the symptoms of that? Google it, research it, dive into that. Or if you have longstanding gut problems, what are the symptoms of SIBO, parasites, yeast? Do I fit any of those? Do I need to get further testing? This is how you really investigate this. And this is how you not only improve your health, improve your stress, improve your inflammation, but finally get the results you want when it comes to fat loss and when it comes to body composition. Here's the thing. The reason I'm talking about this is because I can promise you that if you're struggling, like, and clean eating just doesn't do it, like working out and clean eating just doesn't get you the results you want, I can promise that you have one of these things. You have one of these things that I'm talking about, and that's keeping you from dropping the fat. So my advice to you is keep searching, keep testing, don't give up. Don't take the pharmaceutical route and take these fat loss shots, these GLP-1 drugs and things like that. They are not the answer, I can promise you. If you have one of these root cause issues, that's not going to address the root cause issue, which means as soon as you come off that drug, you're in worse shape than when you started, okay? So do yourself a favor and don't give up. Keep searching and keep investigating, keep learning. And I promise you, you will find what you're looking for, and you will figure this out. Listen, if you like what you're hearing from the show, please do me a favor. In the show notes, you can review the show one of two ways. You can click on the link to leave me a Google review. That's under my Muscles and Veggies Fitness Google page. That helps people find my personal training. If you haven't already done that, please take a second to do that as soon as the show's over. I highly appreciate that. Also, you can review this on whatever podcast player you're listening to. That helps other people find this weekly coaching session and get this free information that I put out. Subscribe to the show so that you can get this free coaching session every week and get your mind reframed around the most important things in health and fitness. And then also share this with somebody else, like share it with one of your workout partners, share it with somebody at your gym that you talk to regularly. That also would help this grow and get more of this real information out to people. There's so much like fake information and just fluff in the health and fitness industry. This is real talk, man. This is like, we have to address inflammation. We have to address hormones and blood sugar and gut dysfunction. I promise you, you will not get the results just by doing calories in, calories out, drinking protein shakes and going to the gym and doing HIIT workouts and CrossFit and cardio. And you're stressed out beyond all get out, but you realize, why am I not losing the weight? I'm doing all this work. Well, this is why this is real talk, because we have to address the body's overall health. We have to flip over these rocks and figure out the root causes of why the body is not functioning the way it's supposed to. I'm going to get on a soapbox for a second, but here's the thing. Like, we should be able to pull a lever and something engages and works when we pull that lever, right? So when we take, like in my fat loss experiment, we take two things away from the body that we're normally having, and they're probably not the best things for us. We should see the body engage and give us a response, a feedback from that, whether it's feeling better, whether it's fat loss, whatever it is. If you start resistance training, that's pulling a lever. You're going to get stronger. You're going to gain muscle. So if you're pulling levers and nothing's happening, we need to go downstream and figure out, where's the disconnection at? Why is this not engaging? Well, that's what this root cause mindset is all about. We've got to go downstream and figure out, there's something disconnected. There's something dysfunctional. We've got to fix it. Okay. And lastly, you can get some testing done by doing one of two things. If you really want in-depth testing with your gut, with your hormones, I can order those tests for you. All you have to do is email me. The link is in the description, musclesandveggies@gmail.com. You can also order your own test at Thorn. I give all my clients 25% off the Thorn supplement store. All you have to do is email me, give me your email, and tell me, I want to join the Thorn list. That gives you 25% off all the supplements in the store. Unfortunately, it does not cover testing, but under the account, you will be able to order your own testing. And that could ship to your house. You can do a hormone panel, an inflammation panel, omega-3 panel. I think there's even a gut dysfunction panel on there as well. So go to Thorn, browse around, look at those tests that you can do at home. And then also shoot me an email and I'll put you on the list so you can get 25% off all the supplements. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this week's coaching session. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to leave me a review. I really appreciate all of you who have done that. That helps keep this show going and get to keep this free coaching session that I do for you guys, keep it rolling. So thanks again. I'll see you guys next week when we talk all about the fat loss experiment results. I'll share with you guys the differences between my first scan and my second scan, and just how cutting out two things, the beer and the ice cream, for 30 days, how well it pulled a lever and changed the results when it comes to fat loss in myself. So see you guys next week. I look forward to that. Cheers. Have a good day.